Welcome to Community In Depth. I'm your host, Kelly Casey, and today in studio, we are talking with those wonderful people from Augustana Healthcare Hastings, and of course, we're going to introduce our resident chaplain and grill master, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, Mr. Gordon Gathright. Welcome, Gordon.
Good morning, Kelly. Good to be here again.
Nice to see you, and also our occupational therapist and rehab director, Steve Hett. Welcome back.
Good morning, Kelly. Thanks for having me back.
You've been a hit, so we had people ask for to have you back.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
It is a good thing to have you here. So Augustana Healthcare has been in the community for so long, and we have been talking with you folks about all the different aspects of that wonderful long-term and short-term rehab facility. Gordon, if you could just sum up your time with it. How many years have you been there?
Six this year. So six next month. So it's been great. Been really fun.
It's been fun, and you've been such a wonderful addition to the fabric of that. What would you say Augustana is known for? If you had to just use a couple of words to describe the work that you do there and the care that they take of people, how would you describe it?
I think Augustana is really well known for the amazing staff that we have, and along with that, our amazing residents and families. We're so blessed with great families. I think of many, many, many different ones who are so faithful in coming every day. And there are a couple women whose husbands come every day, and wives who come every day to support family members. And so it's really a great gift to see the kind of good interaction that there is amongst our staff and amongst our residents and their families.
Well, I think a support environment is going to be a healthier and a more satisfying living environment as well. Now, Steve, you are responsible for the occupational therapy of people who need a wide gamut of services. Tell us a little bit about all the services that you provide and how they help the residents there.
Sure. So with the therapy department, we have three occupational therapists. So I have two wonderful assistants that are with me in OT. And then physical therapy, I have two physical therapists and a physical therapy assistant who are just fabulous to work with. And so I got some good experience with both of those groups. And they also have a speech therapist that lives in town here. And so she's awesome. And we have a rehab aide who helps us out as well. So it's a great team to work with. And just what we offer, we're working on a lot of things with our transitional care people. We're working to get them home. They want to get home. That's their big goal. And long-term care people, they want to be able to do as best they can themselves, and which is, great for the psyche. Independence is such a big thing. And as much as we can help those folks, the better.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking, too, before we went on the air about that mobility, the things that people have to do. And I'll never forget, my grandfather had his shoulder replaced. And he had a lot of issues prior to it. He had almost a frozen type of, mm-hmm. And he was trying to use it, but not going about it the right way, pushing his body past what, and we were talking about listening to our bodies and telling them, so you have the blueprint on telling people what they need to do in order to get well or to stay well, but sometimes we don't listen to our bodies, do we?
No, we don't. And we're all different. We're built the same, but yet different. And so we have to, as far as therapists, we also have to look at where they're at as well, and then how we can benefit them, mm-hmm. in getting past that, whatever difficulty it is.
Yeah, there is no just 1, 2, 3, and this is what we do. You have to tailor that. So that's, mm-hmm. that's your job. When you look at people who are very motivated to get out of, let's say they've had some surgery or they've had an injury that they're recovering from, mm-hmm. do they tend to follow your instructions well?
I would say 99% of the people tend to.
That's really good.
That might be a little bit high number, but we tend to, I think in this community, a little more rural, we have a lot of hard workers in this community and in the surrounding areas, and so that tends to bleed over into the therapy aspect. Okay, we need you to do this. The exercises aren't that exciting, but you know, they have that carrot in front of them that they want to get home, they want to get back to their apartment or their townhome, whatever it is. And so they'll follow through some of the crazy things we have them do.
They'll put them in the time. Well, I know, though, that we are also a very impatient people. Wouldn't you agree, Gordon?
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that the therapists that Steve works with every day are so good in the ways that they encourage people. And they push, but they don't, you know, they don't try to destroy anybody in the process. And, you know, I was there, it's 4 years ago now since I had my stroke. And all of the things that I feel that I can do today are because people like Sarah, who gently, you know, gently pushed me. I tell that story once in a while just to remind myself, you know, I'm glad that Sarah was... You know, I'm glad that she was doing what she was, you know, was paid to do, and she was gracious, and she was very, very caring, and very, very good, and got me back on my feet in a fun way.
Well, sometimes I bet she had you singing through it, didn't she?
I wouldn't say singing.
Well, you were making some singing. Noises, though,
yes.
Right?
Okay. Noise, yes.
Noises, yes. Well, there's also going to be a way for people to look forward to some of those things. Now, some people are looking at, especially at this time of year, they're looking at maybe having a knee replacement, or maybe they're looking at having that back surgery or something. That's something that they maybe have been putting off, so they're a little bit trepidatious about it. So they're on the other side of it. Now comes the rehab part of it. Steve, what do you think is the major obstacle to people really understanding that it is a process? I mean, like I said, we're all an instant society. Everybody wants, you know, I'm going to do this for a little while. But sometimes it does take a long time to accomplish the goal.
It does. And it's people come to us with different information. You know, doctors will tell them, oh, you'll need about a week or so. And we're after we see them a few times, we're thinking, you know, it's probably going to be more like 2 or 3 weeks. And they're, wait a minute, the doctor told me a week. How come I'm not going to be going home in a week? You know, and so we do battle that a little bit. And but we try to be as honest as possible with our patients. And, you know, they have their goals and their expectations, what they want. And so, you know, their goals are our goals. And so we work towards that. But we're very honest, though, about, okay, we really need to look at this discharge or process. You know, do you really feel like you're going to be safe going at this point? See what's happening now and going forward. And then the other thing I want to kind of highlight, too, is people will also come back as outpatients. So they we take outpatients. A lot of our outpatients tend to be patients that were inpatient with us, were able to go home, still needed some further therapy, but they didn't want to stay and have in-home therapy. They want to do outpatient, so they can certainly come back to us. And we also get occasional ones we don't know about. We get referrals, and they'll come outpatient. So that's certainly available at Augustana as well.
Okay. Before we go any farther, once again, we're talking with Gordon Gathright and Steve Hett, both from Augustana Healthcare here in Hastings. Tell us how they can connect with you if they're interested in either maybe investigating the long-term care aspect, or if you have a surgery or something that's coming up and you are going to need some respite on the other side of that before you can safely go home. How do they connect with you?
Well, our main number is 437-6176. And Joe more than likely will answer the phone and we'll get you headed in the right direction as to meeting with Brittany, who is our admissions nurse and does a fabulous job. So she got kind of put through the paces yesterday. So she walked away weary because we had a good number of admissions yesterday, and that was really good. Brittany's the one who gets all the admissions things worked out and helps people understand what the process is, and really is very thorough in what she does, and always does a great job in preparing people for what's ahead for them.
And as this show is about communication and sharing some of the things that you offer at Augustana, the communication between your staff and your residents and your just the way that you handle things to make people feel comfortable. It might not be a situation that they even planned. It may be an injury or some sort of an immediate medical care that they really hadn't planned for. But the communication can help alleviate some of those issues and the anxiety and making some of those transitions. I think that's when you have a team that can do that effectively, that's so important.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so true. And it's real important that people get as much information as possible as well when they're there, you know, especially the ones that were unplanned, and then they come then we find out there's some maybe underlying other things that were going on at home that were making it more and more difficult. And so then people are thinking, oh, wait a minute, do I need to plan for assisted living? And that's hard. You know, we sometimes have to get people going as quickly as possible, families, in checking other places out for safety reasons and possibilities. So the more options, the better.
And that's another reason to explore it sooner rather than later
right,
as well.
Right.
And getting your foot in the door just to see what's available, and availability is always an issue I think that some families struggle with. We may be looking at it sooner rather than later, so at least, you know, dip the toe in the water and find out. You know, speaking of dipping the toe in the water, have you gotten out any of those wading pools in the backyard? I know you're spending some time grilling and things out there now, Gordon. Are you spending, I think I remember saying last year how we had like a little pool party. We put one of those little kiddie pools, and then everybody took off their socks and shoes
and put their feet in,
just like being at the beach.
Yeah, it is. And the best part about that is there's no sand you have to deal with. It's nice and easy. And our residents do love the grilling that we do during the months,
and you're in charge of that.
Well, I'm not really in charge. I'm just stuck with a cooking part. I'm not really stuck, but it's really fun, and the residents love it. It's just one of those things that reminds people of summertime and how good summertime really can be. And so our activities team do a really great job of planning those events, and it's always fun.
I know you had a wedding review where people brought in some of their old pictures and they talked about their weddings, which may have happened decades ago, and that was a fun time. And then also 4th of July cookouts, and then a lot of families come and visit grandma and grandpa or mom and dad during the summer months too, because they have time off from their jobs or from school, and so it's nice to see those faces as well, I'm sure.
It is, and the weekends obviously are easier for people because they don't have to work and they can get there. And a lot of families come in and bring their loved ones out for a meal or to church or to, you know, do both things. And so it's really fun for us to see when those kinds of things happen. And everybody likes to go. I mean, everybody likes to get out. Everybody likes to be able to enjoy things that they wouldn't ordinarily get to do at any other time. Mm-hmm. So we're very blessed.
And I'm sure that those big windows in the dining room give an open view to some of the bird feeders that you have out there on the patio, and some of those great flowers that are growing in the planter boxes.
Yeah, the planter box is a resident fun thing every spring. Everybody gets excited, and we always have to wait till we're sure that there's no more frost. But this year, the planter box is literally exploding with everything. And we have two wonderful tomato plants out on the patio, and I was just checking this morning. There's 30 sun gold cherry tomatoes that are ready to pop here anytime. So there will be much fun around the cherry tomatoes here pretty soon.
You better watch those. Make sure the birds don't get at them.
That's for sure.
You know, bringing those types of homey accoutrements to the assisted living and to the long term and even the short term, people don't like to see summer go by without them, especially if they're, as my grandma used to say, laid up for a little while. They want to be a part of the community, and that's what Augustana does. And I think some of the things that make that possible are your great staff, and you always have one to highlight. Who is it going to be this month?
It's Anna Kreck.
Yay, Anna!
Anna works in, yes, I love it. Ring that bell. Anna works in the dining area, and so bright smile, cheery attitude, and really a very, very wonderful person. She works in the evenings, and so brings that joy at the end of the day when people are gathering together for their meals. And so she's our employee of the month, and what a great gift.
Well, congratulations, Anna, and thank you for mentioning that. And I know all of the staff work really hard. We've talked with Brittany, and we've talked with your activities director. We've talked with so many of the people. And Steve, we're always glad to talk with you too, because rehab shouldn't be something that people are trying to get out of. They should look at it as a strengthening. I mean, you're bringing such a mm-hmm. benefit to them to keep what they have or enhance what they, you know, so they don't lose it.
Right, right, exactly. The patients are so appreciative. We've gotten multiple cards back or calls back. And, you know, occasionally, well, I always tell people to stop back and see us, and it's just so much fun to have people stop back. So just the appreciation that they share. But it's not just with therapy. I'll get a card back. Thank you for all the staff. And then all the nursing staff, they'll mention that them as well. And so mm-hmm. it's fun to see that. And we had one gentleman who was with us probably 3 months. And then he was able to go home and continue some home therapy and then outpatient after that. Anyway, he walked in one day with just a cane. It was just amazing.
That's got to be so gratifying for you.
It was so good.
And you feel so good for them because they're getting back what they always wanted.
Right. And so for us as workers, rehab, you know, in the rehab and the nurses, and it is such a reward for when they do go home. They have that energy, that thankfulness. So.
Did you bring him into the therapy room and use him as a role model and yeah. say, you know,
right.
remember where you were when you started here and look where you are now?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, he came on down and said hi to a lot of people, and a couple of my patients were asking me about him and just saying, yep, he was here and
it can be
he's
done.
Doing awesome. You can do it. Mm-hmm.
Well, if anybody can do it, it's certainly the wonderful people at Augustana Healthcare. You know, there's always a lot of things that have to be done when you are looking at the type of services that you provide, and sometimes it can be confusing, but you have a great staff, you have a people that who really care about the good outcome for all of your people, whether they mm-hmm. stay for one day or whether they stay for 10 years. Every single day is tried to be make the best, and you have so many great amenities and the card clubs and the coffee clatches and some of those conversations that get, you know, very spirited. I mean, that's what you like to see in life as well.
Mm-hmm. And we're fortunate. We have many volunteers who come in, especially to play the card games that we have. And then we have a great group of people who come in for bingo. And everybody loves it when they're there. It changes the atmosphere. People are excited. People want to have fun. And one in particular, we have fun no matter what happens when he's here. So that's good. That's a good thing.
It's always a good thing. One more time before we go, let us know how we can connect with you and where you're located.
So we are located at 930 West 16th Street in Hastings. And our phone number is 651-437-6176.
It's always nice talking with you. Thanks so much, Steve, for coming in, and continue your good work because it makes it possible for people to get back to doing what they love.
Oh, thank you, Kelly.
And also Gordon Gathright, our resident chaplain. We appreciate what you do. And next time you come in, we can't wait to see who you will honor next.
Ah, thanks, Kelly. Thank you.
You've been listening to KDWA's In Depth. I'm Kelly Casey. Have a great day.